first reading from Jeremiah, we see someone like many of us who are already trying real hard to follow Jesus. We see someone trying to follow God's ways and yet is experiencing persecution and ridicule for his doing so. You and I too experience rejection and ridicule for believing in Jesus and his bride, the church. Yet, like in Jeremiah, we may get despondent. But at the same time, we feel this compulsion to continue to share the good news of Jesus offered for the salvation of all who accept it. We, like in Jeremiah, have found in Christ and his church a pearl of great price, that no matter what, we are convicted to stay in faith, and as it says in Scripture, work out in fear and in trembling our salvation, while continuing to support through prayer and sacrifice the salvation for others. In Psalm 63, we find that when we give up those false things that never bring us true, lasting joy and satisfaction, we find instead the deepest satisfaction in being in God's presence. We come to realize that the world has nothing to compare it to, nothing to offer us. We have become God-spoiled. The result is that we don't want to go back to our old ways. It has lost its initial attraction. St. Paul is calling us to this in his letter to the Romans, a calling to be transformed, a calling to renew our minds once again, to recommit to Christ. We look with new eyes of faith to see what his will is for us today. True, it means denying ourselves, taking up our cross, but then following Jesus, we find a wonderful and beautiful way to keep growing, keep going. It is hard work to change direction, to give up old ways. But as a pilgrim people on the journey with Jesus, we find those things we leave behind were only obstacles and heavy burdens. We are relieved when they no longer weigh us down. In today's gospel, Jesus is asking us to follow him more closely. This invitation is given to us when he says that we must deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him. First, we must deny ourselves. What does that mean? What are we to deny about ourselves? We are to deny all that is an obstacle to accepting God as the master of our lives. Like Jesus, we are to dismiss people who insist that following Jesus shouldn't have to cost us a thing. Not health, reputation, prosperity, popularity, convenience, or comfort. We are to deny our own will when it is opposed to God's will. First, we seek God's will and please him. When we do this, we are following the first commandment, to love the Lord God with our whole heart, mind, and strength. Then, we deny ourselves by addressing selfish desires that serve us but do not follow the ways of God. The second great commandment, where Jesus summarizes all the law of Moses, is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Therefore, we only find true and eternal joy in the act of putting God first and our neighbor and their needs in the same importance as our own. In regards to the poor and needy, more sacrifice is required. We also deny ourselves when we sacrifice something of ourselves, our wants, our desires, and sometimes our very needs. This is for the benefit of God's will and for others suffering in any injustice. We find when we do offer ourselves so unselfishly, we sense a bond to those less fortunate than ourselves. This bond ties us emotionally, mentally, and physically even, to an order that shows a heartfelt understanding of people who are broken in physical or emotional pain or experiencing various struggles. Through this denial of self, we find our capacity to truly care. Their brokenness, their pain, their struggles become our own. We find no peace until we extend whatever assistance is within our power to provide. This is the cross Jesus is asking us to pick up. Our cross is defined by the actions of caring and accompaniment we embrace as our way to answer Jesus' second request of his disciples and us, to pick up there in our cross in order to follow him. We see now that having your cross to carry on the journey with Jesus is essential equipment. Taking up our personal cross means that caring for others. It also means, though, taking responsibility for our own selfishness and sinfulness. None of us are perfect. We all are called to work through our own lack of generous and selfish love. We do this by changing the focus to an effort to build a better life on earth, as it is in heaven. We do so in hope by looking forward to a better life here and always keeping in mind that our ultimate healing is found in the perfect paradise that we seek. We believe our true home is heaven. Heaven that is always calling to mind, where Jesus, our Savior, promises to dry every tear from our eyes.